Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, folks. This is Sir Colonel. I want to talk about something I read in the news the other day, and really, this is a public service announcement for men. Last week in South Africa, they performed the world's first penis transplant. That's right, you heard me. Penis transplant. They took a penis off of a man. I'm assuming and hoping he was dead. And they put it on a living man. And they connected the nerves and the blood vessels and the capillaries and everything else. And it's a fully functional penis. Now that sounds like wonderful news for those folks who don't handle guns properly, or industrial accidents, or they work around farm equipment or whatever. You know, in the past, I think what they did was they just rebuilt it using your big toe or whatever. I don't know what they did, but you didn't have an empty spot there. They put something there. Well, it sounds great. Sounds great on the surface. Now, the colonel, he's not an uncaring man, okay? But see, when the colonel go, I have on my driver's license, I'm an organ donor. Means you can use my organs and give them to people who might need them. Well, I do not want to give away that organ. And I'm not a selfish man, but I don't know what the afterlife gonna be like. None of us know that. See, I picture the afterlife as like summertime all the time. You have grill outs, you have swim parties, you play volleyball, whatnot. And the colonel, he don't want to be the only guy walking around in his Speedos with no pecker. So I'm gonna have to change my driver's license to no organ donation. Or, unless they put a special checkbox on there that says, all organs except for the big guy. Then maybe I'll think about donating. Now, we have only talked about this from the donating side. We have not talked about it from the taking somebody's penis side. Because, basically now, penises have become a commodity. They're like pork bellies. They're going to be trading on a Wall Street trading floor somewhere. So now, we have all heard about the guy. He goes to the hotel with a beautiful woman that he just met. He wake up in the morning in a tub full of ice and one of his kidneys gone. Happens all the time. You can read about it on the internet. It's just happening left and right. Well now, some poor bastard, he meet a nice girl, he go back to the hotel, drink a little wine, they got a bunch of roofies in it. He wake up in a bathtub full of ice, he ain't got no penis. His penis for sale on eBay. And if it ain't a real good penis, it might not even be getting any bids to make the shame even worse. There's just no winner in this whole thing. See, and you ain't got to worry about this if, you know, and the colonel trying to be kind here, but if you got, say, the 94 Dodge Neon of penises, you're okay. You can disregard everything I'm talking about here today. But if you, and the colonel ain't one to boast, but if you got a little bit more horsepower, if you know what I mean, than the Dodge Neon, you got to be concerned about this stuff. You know, I mean, somebody could just It's a commodity now, and people steal commodities. So now I got to worry about not only the knockout game that these crazy kids are playing, but the stealing the Pekka game. Pekka showing up on eBay and pawn shops. I mean, you're gonna have to have a GPS chip put in your penis, because if somebody steals your penis, you want to get it back. You're gonna want your penis back. But let's say some, for instance, to further complicate matters, somebody steal your penis, or you might be in a farm accident or whatnot, and you have to get a new penis. You either log on to eBay or you get a donor. I don't know how it works really, but you get a donor. Now you got a completely different penis. Completely different. What if all of a sudden you only like Asian women? Or midgets? Or Asian midgets? See, my wife tells me all the time, men just think with their peckers. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But if it's really true, and now all of a sudden I got a different pecker, am I going to think differently? Am I going to be a whole different man? Am I even going to like my wife anymore? You know, so these are all things they did not consider before they just jumped on in with this. So this is bigger than stem cell research. They should have put more thought into what they was doing. So for right now, what I'm telling you, men, is keep an eye on your penis. All right, but better yet, keep one hand on your penis at all times. Never let your penis go unattended. All right, treat it like a laptop computer. Treat it, because somebody, if you ain't paying attention, somebody come along, snatch it, run right off with it. So, for now, that's just what the Colonel wanted to inform you. I think I'm going to be putting up a thing for a Kickstarter for penis GPSs. That's going to be an invention the Colonel gets rich off of. But for now, men, keep your eyes and your hands on your penis. And until next time, take care, the Colonel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.